Book 10, Canto 2, The Gospel of Death and Vanity of the Ideal, page 618-620. Immortality thou claimest for thy spirit, but immortality for imperfect man, a god who hurts himself at every step, would be a cycle of eternal pain. Wisdom and love thou claimest as thy right, but knowledge in this world is error's mate, a brilliant procuress of nations, and human love a posturer on earth's stage, who imitates with verve a fairy dance. An extract pressed from hard experience, man's knowledge casked in the barrels of memory, has the harsh savour of a mortal draught. A sweet secretion from the erotic glands, flattering and torturing the burning nerves. Love is a honey and poison in the breast, drunk by it as the nectar of the gods. Earth's human wisdom is no great-browed power, and love no gleaming angel from the skies. If they aspire beyond earth's dullard air, arriving sunwards with frail waxen wings, how high could reach that forced, unnatural flight? But not on earth can divine wisdom reign, and not on earth can divine love be found. Heaven-born, only in heaven can they live. Or else there too, perhaps, they are shining dreams. Nay, is not all thou art and doest a dream? Thy mind and life are tricks of matter's force. If thy mind seems to thee a radiant sun, if thy life runs a swift and glorious stream, this is the illusion of thy mortal heart, dazzled by a ray of happiness or light. Impotent to live by their own right divine, convinced of their brilliant unreality, when their supporting ground is cut away, these children of matter into matter die. Even matter vanishes into energies vague, and energy is a motion of old naught. How shall the ideal's unsubstantial use be painted stiff on earth's vermilion blur, a dream within a dream come doubly true? How shall the will-o'-the-wisp become a star? The ideal is a melody of thy mind, a bright delirium of thy speech and thought, a strange wine of beauty lifting thee to false sight. A noble fiction of thy yearnings made, thy human imperfection it must share. Its forms in nature disappoint the heart, and never shall it find its heavenly shape, and never can it be fulfilled in time. O soul misled by the splendour of thy thoughts, O earthly creature with thy dream of heaven, obey, resigned and still, the earthly law. Accept the brief light that falls upon thy days, take what thou canst of life's permitted joy. Submitting to the ordeal of fate's scourge, suffer what thou must of toil and grief and care. There shall approach, silencing thy passionate heart, my long calm night of everlasting sleep. There into the hush from which thou camest retire.